In Paris this Sunday, an anti-terrorist judge ordered the continued detention of the leader of the Iranian opposition, People's Mujahideen, and 10 of her followers, who faced trial for possible links with terrorism. For more than 20 years, Mujahideen members who oppose Iran's clerical regime have been treated like any other foreign dissidents living in France. Most appear to have been legal residents. Police even protected the Paris area headquarters of the group's political arm, known as the National Council of Resistance of Iran. But since Tuesday's wave of arrests, the French government has sketched an increasingly unpleasant portrait of the group. Rather than a non-violent opposition movement, top French officials say the Council of Resistance maintains terrorist ties and has been plotting attacks against Iranian interests in Europe. Officials say the woman who leads the group, Mariam Rajavi, has turned the council into a personality cult, exemplified this week by the Iranians who set themselves on fire after her arrest. Mrs. Rajavi is also married to Masoud Rajavi, who heads an outlawed armed resistance branch called the Mujahideen Khalq. But after tolerating the group for so many years, what explains a sudden French crackdown? French terrorism expert Roland Jacquard has some theories.
Jusqu'à la guerre en Irak, les Mujahideen du peuple s'étaient cantonnés.
Since the Iraq War, he says, the Mujahideen Khalq lost its base near Baghdad, from where it launched armed attacks in Iran. He believes the group decided to relocate to France, where the headquarters of its political arm is located. He says besides Mujahideen fighters arriving in France recently, millions of dollars of unknown origin also began arriving at the group's political offices in the Paris suburb of Auvers-sur-Oise. In fact, French police say they found between $6 and $8 million in various Paris area locations during Tuesday's raids, along with sophisticated communications equipment. During an interview published in France's Le Figaro newspaper Friday, the French counterintelligence head, Pierre de Bousquet de Florian, confirmed the government's belief that the armed Mujahideen branch planned to shift its base to France. But Mr. Jacquard and other analysts say France also may have had other motives for cracking down on the Mujahideen.
Où il y a des accusations qui sont portées un petit peu partout contre l'Iran parce qu'il y a une non-transparence dans son programme nucléaire.
He says by arresting Mrs. Rajavi and other opposition members, Paris is offering a diplomatic carrot to the Iranian government, with hopes Iran may respond in kind, possibly by endorsing UN nuclear inspections and other non-proliferation measures. Maurice Botbol is editor-in-chief of Intelligence Online, a Paris-based internet newsletter that specializes in terrorism, among other topics.
Simplement qu'il s'est passé effectivement quelque chose, qu'à un moment donné, il y a eu une décision, très probablement une décision politique.
Like Mr. Jacquard, Mr. Botbol believes France was trying to score diplomatic points with the Iranian government and with Washington as well, by arresting Mujahideen members. What is clear is that the raids mark France's first major crackdown against an Iranian dissident group. Over the years, France has been the exile of choice for a number of prominent Iranian politicians and opposition leaders, both before and after Iran's 1979 revolution. Some were later assassinated, apparently under orders of Iranian officials. That was believed to be the case of Shahbaz Bhattiar, the last prime minister to serve under the former Shah Reza Pahlavi, who fled to France as the first stop of his exile. France earlier had sheltered the man who overthrew the Shah. Ayatollah Khomeini recorded sermons at his home near Paris, and they were smuggled into Iran to lay the groundwork for the Shah's overthrow and the establishment of the Khomeini religious regime. When Iran's first post-revolutionary president, Abdollah Sambani Sadr, felt foul of the country's powerful clerics, he also fled to France. On board Mr. Bani Sadr's plane was another political dissident, the Mujahideen Khalq's leader, Masoud Rajavi.
Donc, il a rompu le pacte. C'est lui qui l'a, il m'a fait une lettre de 14 pages.
Mr. Bani Sadr still lives in the Paris suburb of Versailles, where he gives occasional lectures and lobbies against the Iranian government. However, he and Mr. Rajavi split years ago. Mr. Bani Sadr accuses Mr. Rajavi of betraying peaceful opposition efforts. At the same time, Mr. Bani Sadr believes the Mujahideen movement has lost much of its power, and he wonders why the French government decided on its crackdown. Mr. Bani Sadr says he fears the French government may next move against other Iranian dissidents living in France.
Je pense que c'est quelque chose qui est vraiment orienté strictement vers l'organisation des Mujahideen du peuple.
But Mr. Butbal of Intelligence Online is among a number of experts who say Paris will limit its arrests to the Mujahideen Khalq because of its impressive military and financial arsenal and possible links with a vast racketeering web stretching across Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.